County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. The News at 6 is sponsored by Scott Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement. And by Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, providing quality service and equipment for all water systems.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. New reports about quality control at Boeing. The New York Times reporting that the company failed 33 of the 89 audits the FAA conducted after a Boeing door panel blew off an Alaska Airlines plane back in January. Haitian Prime Minister Ariel Henry has agreed to resign once an interim leader and government are in place. Armed gangs have been roaming the country, demanding Henry step down or face a civil war. Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
What we've seen in recent days again should remind us that the already challenging and difficult security situation has now deteriorated even further and makes the multinational support mission even more important than ever.
The House Judiciary Committee today hearing from the special counsel who investigated President Biden's handling of classified documents. Robert Herr said charges were not warranted, but described Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. Biden aides calling that inappropriate. This is ABC News. New inflation numbers coming out in a couple of hours. Experts think the Consumer Price Index will show inflation holding steady at about 3.1% compared to last year. A new number one hit, one for the record books.
It's the Game of Thrones.
Controversy won't keep Kanye West off the charts. His song Carnival with Ty Dolla $ign just hit number one on the Billboard Hot 100 Singles chart. It's West's fifth number one, and he becomes the first rapper to have number one songs in three different decades, the 2000s, 2010s, and now 2020s. Carnival, which also features Rich the Kid and Playboi Carti, is West's first number one since he was featured on Katy Perry's E.T. in 2011.
That's ABC's Jason Nathanson. And Airbnb is set to ban indoor security cameras altogether in the homes and apartments listed on its site. The new rule going into effect at the end of April. The cameras had been allowed, but only in common areas. Airbnb now saying it's making the switch after hearing from users of the site. Doorbell cameras and noise monitors will still be allowed. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit-sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
At Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, they're bringing the old with the new, like Oliver Tractors and Holton Trumpets united. Forget the old rusty notes. They're here to jazz up your water game. So if your well water is feeling a bit out of tune, call the water maestros at Advanced Pump and Well. Don't let your well be a solo act. Visit Advanced Pump and Well, where laughter and water flow freely. An update on sports this morning is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. B.J. Freeman scored 27 to guide number 6 seed Milwaukee to an 82-75 men's basketball victory over 5th seeded Northern Kentucky. In the semifinals of the Horizon League tournament, Milwaukee will play top seed Oakland in the championship game coming up tonight with an automatic NCAA tournament berth on the line. Elsewhere in basketball news from yesterday in the NBA, Detroit 114, Charlotte 97, Phoenix 117, Cleveland 111, Dallas beat Chicago 127-92, Golden State over San Antonio 112-102, Denver over Toronto 125-119, Boston 121, Portland 99. From the NHL, the Rangers 3-1 over New Jersey, St. Louis 5, Boston 1, Winnipeg 3-0 over Washington, Los Angeles 3-0 over the New York Islanders. The Brewers were off yesterday from exhibition baseball. Washington beat the Cardinals 11-4, the final. Also, it was a win for Atlanta over Minnesota 3-0. The Packers were busy as they get ready for the free agency official signings today. It appears they are agreeing to deals with running back Josh Jacobs and safety Xavier McKinney and releasing longtime running back Aaron Jones and tackle David Bakhtiari. That's an update on Tuesday Morning Sports.
At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we're committed to providing heart and stroke care that aligns with the latest research-based treatment guidelines. Studies show patients can recover better when these guidelines are consistently followed. We're proud to be recognized by the American Heart Association for our achievement in the Get With The Guidelines Coronary Artery Disease Quality Program. Another way the Richland Hospital and Clinics is working to improve healthcare for you and your family.
We could see a high of 70 today, partly cloudy and record warmth likely. For tonight, partly cloudy, a low of 37. Wednesday, 65. Still unusually warm for mid-March. Wednesday night, breezy with rain developing and a low of 39. Thursday, 48 with periods of rain. And Friday, 48 with light rain and snow possible through midday. Right now in Richland Center, following the midnight mark of 59, it is 54 degrees. Today is Tuesday, March 12th. Good morning from WRCO, Country and Community.
I got a public education, but it didn't come from class. It came from a long ride home on a bus in the back. We ever learned how to cuss from them high school kids. Throw a punch, take a punch, steal a kiss. Yeah, she had 2 years on me the day I turned 16. I had a Fox Body Mustang, she had a body like a dream. We ran on young love, good music, cheap gasoline. Found out you can still go too far, even when the tank's on E. Here's to the lessons that don't come cheap. Sure put a wrench in my plans, but daddy said good help was hard to find. I guess I stood her up on too many Friday nights. She ended up in the truck with a buddy of mine. Yeah. Sober. Here's to the scrapes and the dents and the scars on our boots, our cars, our reckless hardship.
Elvy Shane and going down those county roads. It is 9 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock. Yesterday, a record breaker. Today, maybe close to it. Unbelievable. And I think the birds are a little confused, but, well, I don't know. I guess I've never kept track and kept documents on when they start building nests. Maybe when the weather is nice. I don't know. But all of a sudden, birds are all over the place, dragging pieces of grass and hay and starting to make nests in my outside light fixtures already. I kind of always associate that with about a month from now, so I'm not sure if they're early or what the deal is, but already making messes, more than me. 54 right now at WRCO FM 100.9. 10 minutes after 6, here is Ryan Larkins.
You can hear him in the church house on Sunday morning. They still play on the radio. You can hear his voice from Saginaw to Houston. It echoes down the halls on Music Row. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Strait, some say Haggard, are sitting on the throne. All that's well and good, don't get me wrong, but the king of country music is the song. Speaking for the 9-to-5ers in the trenches, makes him feel like he's right there with them too. It ain't the steel, it ain't the fiddle, it ain't the right in the middle. It's just three simple chords and the truth. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Strait, some say Haggard, are sitting on the throne. Some say John, some say Travis, some say Strait, some say Haggard, are sitting on the throne. Well, all that's well and good, don't get me wrong, but the king of country music is the song.
Superstars, organic food and foreign cars. I don't believe the price of gold, the certainty of growing old, that right is right and left is wrong, that north and south can't get along, that east is east and west is west, and being first is always best. But I believe in love. I believe in I believe in mom and dad, and I believe in you. Well, I don't believe that heaven waits for only those who congregate. I like to think of God as love. He's down below, he's up above. He's watching people everywhere. He knows who does and doesn't care, and I'm an ordinary man. Sometimes I wonder who I am, but I believe in love. I believe in music. I believe in magic, and I believe. Thank you.
I know with all my certainty what's going on with you and me is a good thing. It's true, I believe in you. I don't believe virginity is as common as it used to be in working days and sleeping nights, that black is black and white is white, that Superman and Robin Hood are still alive in Hollywood, that gasoline's in short supply, the rising cost of getting by, but I believe in love. I believe in old folks. I believe in children. I believe. I believe in love. I believe in babies. I believe in mom and dad. And I believe in you.
That's Don Williams on WRCO Radio. 17 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock here. We're down to 53. That's a new overnight low.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Get ready for a delightful St. Patrick's Day celebration at St. Anthony and Philip Parish in Highland. Join them Sunday, March 17th from 10 a.m. to 1:30 for a feast that'll make your taste buds dance. Corned beef and cabbage, turkey and dressing, mashed potatoes and gravy, and much more. All this for just $15. If you're in a hurry, carry-out options are available. Celebrate our Irish heritage with a St. Pat's raffle. Your chance to win fantastic prizes like a John Deere X380 garden tractor. Tickets are $20 each or three for $50. Stick around for the Irish pub with chilled Guinness and Killian's waiting just for you. Join in the fun with a euchre tournament and don't forget to show off your Irish spirit for a chance to win prizes for reddest hair, most freckles, best Irish attire, and more. And of course, the bakers have prepared the finest treats for a sweet ending to your celebration. Tickets available through Saints Anthony and Philip Parish church members or call 929-7490.
At Benson Insurance Agency, they've got you covered for life's unexpected twists. From life and car insurance to home, UTV, four-wheeler, farm, commercial auto, and property, they've got you covered. Count on them for competitive rates and professional services that prioritize your peace of mind. Your protection is their priority. Call them at 475-0216 or email bensoninsurance23@gmail.com. Benson Insurance Agency, your trusted partner in safeguarding what matters most. They're not just agents, they're your advocates.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is here and it is a great time to bring in your riding lawnmower, push mower, or tiller to have them tuned up and ready for your lawn or garden needs this year. Also, if you're looking for a new mower, stop in and see the many different styles we have to choose from. So stop in at our Richland Center store and see the guys in the shop to get you ready for this mowing and tilling season. And as always, we appreciate your business.
The decisions you face when planning a funeral might seem overwhelming at first. We're ready to help. I'm Mark Jelenic of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. We can help you make choices one by one and make the journey one of love, healing, and life celebration. Our staff at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is committed to providing support, compassion, information, and directed as needed for everyone dealing with loss and grief.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
WRCO Studios, brought to you by the Richland Family Restaurant, your source for great tunes and delicious moments in Richland Center.
Bartender Betty's got a real big mouth. Sally at the beauty shop will tell every blonde in town. Pass her Pete, or pass him judgment lie. They pass a plate around on Sunday and Sundays. I do my best to try and keep it to myself, but you're all over my mind and I need somebody to tell. When my heart is half broken, I'm feeling like hell. They're my only Trinity. Jesus, my mama, my therapist know all about you. They listen, don't judge me, they love me with or without you. This hometown talks way too much, and the only ones I can trust. Jesus, my mama, my therapist know all about you, about you. Yeah, they do. One's making bang, taking notes in a chair. One's looking down from heaven when I'm standing up a prayer. One's a call away when the others ain't there. Yeah, they get me through. Will you put me through? Jesus, my mama, my therapist know all about you. They listen, don't judge me, they love me with or without you. This hometown talks way too much, and the only ones I can trust. Jesus, my mama, my therapist know all about you, about you. Yeah, they do. Jesus won't tell God, my mom won't tell my dad, and my therapist contractually can't talk about it.
Tierra Kennedy on WRCO. Good morning today, the 12th of March. Celebrities born in this date include actress Barbara Feldon, famous for Get Smart. She is 91. She played Agent 99. Actress-singer Liza Minnelli turns 78. Singer-songwriter James Taylor is 76. Also born today, singer Marlon Jackson of the Jackson 5 is 67, and actor Jake Weber is 61. Also born today, country singer Holly Williams, who turns 43, and actress Jamie Alexander turns 40 on the 12th of March. Our news, weather, and sports update is coming up today at 6:30. It was a busy day for the Packers yesterday, and who saw some of those moves coming, huh? Especially the Aaron Jones move. Kind of surprised me.
Oh, come on.
Come on, this is Mark Wills cheering you on a Tuesday morning. Here we go.
no threat. A NASCAR junkie, a rookie, a wannabe, still wet behind the ears. A red line river just jamming his gears. There are those that are and those that ain't. The quickest get stickers, he was nothing but paint. Chartreuse paint. Big race now, a cut to the last 10 laps. Here comes Junior, sneaking up from the back of the pack with fire in his eyes, waving out the window as he passes him by. The tension mounts, now he's number two, all out of rubber and running on fumes. It's door to door, out of turn four, he sees those checkers and he hears that roar. And the crowd goes wild! The roadside bars, a real humdinger, a blue-eyed singer with a red guitar around his neck, paying them dues about starving to death. But he told his mama every time he come back, one of these days I'm gonna buy you a big long Cadillac and get you out of this shack. Then he hit the road, fronting the band, six long hairs bobbing up and down in a Chevy van. All beat up, he did a lot of giving, but he never gave up. Then one night, he wrote a song, made a little record, started catching on. Now it's Coliseums, he's all the rage. The lights go down when he hits the stage, and the crowd goes wild.
Kick is in the air.
It's got the distance.
Gets the
field. It's
good. Three wide receivers, two to the left. He goes back to throw. Has time to the end zone.
You're shining like a superstar today, baby, even though you may not feel it. Well, coming up, news, weather, and sports here on WRCO on a 53-degree Tuesday morning.
Since 1956, Meyer Oil & LP has been your trusted, locally owned fuel delivery partner. Whether it's for your home, farm, or business, we've got you covered. Offering a range of fuels from propane, diesel, gas, and bulk lubes, Meyer Oil is here for you. Serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties, our friendly staff is ready to assist you. Please consider Meyer Oil & LP for all your fuel needs. Call us at 608-524-3914.
At A&W, it's always a good time for a float. Date night, you'll love a float. Celebrating, you'll love a float. Craving creamy vanilla soft serve and made fresh root beer in a frosty mug? You'll definitely love a float. Only at A&W.
Always made fresh root beer. Always at A&W. Your A&W is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by soon and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary. Tax extra.
Hi there, folks. This is John at Napa and Richland Center in Boscobel. It's that time of year to get your filters at unbelievable low prices. Whether you need filters for cars, trucks, mowers, industrial equipment, now through March 15th is the time to get them. So bring your list together and come see us. Also great pricing on hydraulic oil and greases. We have a full line of Milwaukee tools on hand and at great prices. So stop in today and check us out. Always free popcorn. We appreciate your business and look forward to seeing you soon.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
It is 6:30, and a news update this time is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, helping you create the home you can't wait to come home to. Today's forecast calls for a high of 70, record warmth possible, and also tonight a low of 37, tomorrow 65. Currently in Richland Center, it is 53 degrees.
Here at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, we want to make the transition as easy as possible. Whether you are moving into assisted living, downsizing, or looking for a change, we got it. We are willing to work around your schedule. We offer delivery, setup, and disposal. We carry a variety of comfortable and functional pieces to fit everyone's needs, such as lift chairs, adjustable beds, and more. Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet to make your transition easier. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays, 9 to noon.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. Here's what you need to know. Another UW System Branch campus will close. Monday's announcement that UW Milwaukee will close its Waukesha campus at the end of the spring of 2025 semester follows the closure of UWM's West Bend campus, also Platteville's Richland Center campus, and the Fond du Lac campus of UW Oshkosh. The closures are a symptom of the financial challenges facing the universities of Wisconsin since the 2018 merger of the 13 branch campuses with four-year schools. Only UW Green Bay at Manitowoc has seen enrollment grow. Enrollment at the Waukesha campus was down to 672 this spring. The closure will affect some 100 employees. Nearby Waukesha County Technical College began offering associate degrees last year. Organizers of an effort to recall Assembly Speaker Robin Voss on Monday submitted some 10,000 signatures to the Wisconsin Elections Commission. The six-member commission is set to meet today. If it finds an adequate number of signatures have been collected, a recall election will be scheduled on the Tuesday of the sixth week after that ruling. Voss has 10 days to challenge that. Recall organizers have yet to name a candidate. In a statement, Voss claimed they are working with Democrats to unseat him. The recall group is upset with the Republican leader because he rejected calls to decertify the results of the 2020 election or to impeach Megan Wolf, the state's elections administrator. The Richland School District is considering facility naming rights of areas of the district. The policy committee has been exploring options and has recommended advancing a policy for the naming of district facilities to the full board at its first reading. This policy will lay the groundwork for allowing the district to receive funding for the naming of different facilities. It was announced at last night's Board of Education meeting. Two circumstances will generally authorize a naming privilege. Naming and recognition of monetary donation may be granted at the discretion of the Board of Education in recognition of persons or entities who provide at least 50% of the cost of a project or toward a fundraising goal or in an amount to be approved by the Board of Education. Naming and recognition of distinguished service may be granted at the discretion of the Board of Education in recognition of persons or entities the school district wishes to honor on the basis of their service or leadership contributions to the education, humanity, the school district or the community, or on the basis of their status as a person of historical significance. The guidelines for renaming, along with any subsequent contracts associated with the renaming, would still need to be worked out prior to receiving any applications from prospective families or businesses. In order for a new policy to take effect, it must be read at least two regular or special meetings of the board. An opportunity is also offered to concerned groups or individuals to react to policy proposals. The board also approved the recommendation from the policy committee to revise the policy for school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays as presented, effectively immediately. School events or activities, including voluntary practices, will now be allowed on district-observed holidays. School events or activities on days which the district is closed due to the observance of a holiday, but not the actual day of a holiday, may be scheduled with the approval from the district administrator and only in cases where additional custodial services are not needed or required. The board also approved waiving the policy on school events on Wednesdays, Sundays, and holidays for two high school organizations. The Richland Center High School FBLA will attend the State Leadership Conference from Sunday, April 7th through Tuesday, April 9th in Green Bay. This will be the first time the FBLA has attended the state conference. And the RCHS Student Council will attend the annual Wisconsin Association of School Councils Conference Sunday, April 7th and Monday, April 8th. A suspect is in custody in relation to the weekend death of a missing 8-year-old in South Central Wisconsin. Rock County Sheriff's say deputies were sent to a home in the town of Fulton just after 6 Saturday evening in reference to a missing 8-year-old. Sheriff officials say within a matter of hours, the child was found deceased inside the home. The person who was taken into custody Saturday has been charged and is expected to appear in court today. No information was given on the suspect or the deceased child, and the investigation is ongoing. Dollar General in Mineral Point was temporarily closed after its entire staff quit in a dispute over policy and low wages. A note taped to the door of the store Friday and Saturday said, "We quit," and cited wages and workload. The store manager said they also were in dispute with the company's policy to destroy items that otherwise could be donated to charity. The staff consisted of 6 people. News of the closure and photos of the signs were first posted to social media on Friday. Walleyes are spawning early in northern Wisconsin, which means Chippewa tribal members are spearing for them. Jonathan Gilbert with the Great Lakes Indian Fish and Wildlife Commission says this is the earliest he can remember the spearing start. Gilbert says the tribes are taking a careful count of the number and the sex of the walleyes they're harvesting and will supply that data to the Department of Resources. The DNR will then determine walleye bag limits for the general fishing season. The tribes are asking for room to work and be safe while members are out on the water. The DNR says we'll have high fire danger again statewide today. Across the state, 185 wildfires have burned 354 acres. Through March last year, the state had 23 wildfires. Low humidity, windy and warm conditions, and ongoing drought are fueling the fire risk across the state. DNR officials say to use caution when burning anything outdoors.
Bailey Paint Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 70, record warmth likely, southwest to west winds at 7 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tonight, a low of 37, Wednesday a high of 65, Wednesday night 39 with rain developing, and Thursday could see periods of rain mixing with a little light snow late Thursday night, a high of 48 Thursday. Yesterday, we broke a record when we hit 68 degrees. We broke it by 2 here at the studios. The record high for today's date is 74. That goes back to 1990. Right now in Richland Center, after the earlier reading today of 59, shortly after midnight, our temp has dropped to the current reading, which is the overnight low. It is 53 degrees.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from the Prescription Center. We have moved to our amazing new location. We have no sign since city planning, zoning, and council all must approve a sign before we can put one up. We are on Sextonville Road, directly across the street from Simple Elegant Salon. We do not know how long the signage will take, so look for the Simple Elegant Salon. We are across the street with plants in our windows. Chris and I would like to thank Sue and Greg Potesnik for remodeling their building to create our new pharmacy, and Doug Meyer for an exceptional craftsmanship in transforming the building to an incredible pharmacy. Same phone number, continued exceptional service. Rod still delivers, we still mail, and we're across the street from Simple Elegance. Thank you for letting us care for you.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Sports Time is sponsored by Simon's Recreation Complex, Richland Center's Public Indoor Swimming Pool and Fitness Center, and by the Homesteader Store, Southern Wisconsin's Tractor Experts. Local accolades for a local athlete on the college scene, and also details on the Packers, who are the busiest team in the NFL free agency during the early hours of that possibility. That was on Monday. Details coming up in sports.
Kubota has the industry-leading VX Series subcompact tractor. Hi, this is Rick from the Homesteader Store. VX Tractor is a real tractor in a small package. It is diesel-powered, four-wheel drive, hydrostatic transmission, power steering, allowing a novice to operate it like a pro. It can have a loader, mower, backhoe, and three-point attachments. Kubota has various rebates and great long-term financing. See the full line of Kubota products at the Homesteader Store, Highway 14 East, or at homesteaderstore.com.
This past weekend in Virginia Beach, Virginia, former Richland Center High School athlete continued to have a strong collegiate career. Wes Keller placed third All-American in the Division III track and field competition indoor. His team, UW-Eau Claire, were national runners-up in the event hosted by Norfolk State. Wes, a junior for the Blue Golds, jumped a height of 2.07 meters and tied two juniors from Oshkosh. The top jumper, Christian Pfeiffer from Baldwin-Wallace, completed a 210-meter jump. The WEAC swept the top four spots, with lacrosse winning the title, Eau Claire second, Oshkosh third, and Whitewater was fourth. The Wisconsin lacrosse men's and Loras College women's indoor track teams came out triumphant in the indoor track and field championships. Both teams celebrated at the Virginia Beach Sports Center in Virginia Beach, Virginia, hosted by Norfolk State. Congratulations again to Wes Keller, former Richland Center High School athlete, who finished strong in the high jump competition over the weekend. The Packers were the busiest team in NFL free agency Monday, even though the market doesn't officially open until tomorrow. The biggest move was the signing of the top safety available, Xavier McKinney, to a four-year deal worth $68 million. Stars like left tackle David Bakhtiari and running back Aaron Jones were released. Jones will be replaced by former Raiders running back Josh Jacobs. Offensive lineman John Runyon Jr. signed with the Giants, and safety Darnell Savage signed with the Jaguars. The biggest move by another team was the four-year deal Atlanta signed with quarterback Kirk Cousins, the former Viking. He is headed to the Falcons. Saquon Barkley is joining the Eagles. Brian Burns is going to the Giants. The first day of the NFL's legal tampering period was a free-for-all frenzy, with teams making one big move after another, highlighted by Cousins' departure. Elsewhere in sports, after missing more than a dozen games, Bucks shooting guard Chris Middleton could return to the lineup tonight against Sacramento. Coach Doc Rivers told reporters last weekend Middleton could be back today. His injury has turned out to be much more serious than it was believed originally. With Middleton out and despite the presence of Giannis Antetokounmpo and Damian Lillard, the Bucks offense has dropped off a little bit. Middleton won't be in midseason form, but he will have about a month to get there before the upcoming playoffs begin. The Bucks are just trying to get into that rhythm, and Coach Doc Rivers agrees they are looking at the possibility of peaking at the right time.
Well, the philosophy is win. I mean, that's why you jump into something like this. But it was with the right group of guys, honestly. Again, I keep using the words adults, very mature, and at a place where they all want to win. If we can get it right, which I think we will, I believe that, then we're going to be very tough to beat.
The Packers weren't the only Wisconsin professional franchise starting the week with a busy couple of days. The Brewers report they are sending closer Devin Williams to a spine specialist to see what can be done about his aching back. A second opinion will also be sought. For now, the team reportedly is not over-concerned about the problem. Milwaukee also sent top prospect Jefferson Quiro to AAA. Chris Roller, Bradley Blolock, and Wes Clark, Sam Carlson, Evan McKendry, Tobias Myers, and Carlos Rodriguez were reassigned to minor league camp. The Brewers did not play yesterday in exhibition baseball. And Badgers guard John Blackwell has won his fourth Big Ten Conference Freshman of the Week award. He averaged 17.5 points and 6 rebounds as Wisconsin split a pair of games recently. Blackwell hit more than 62% of his shots from the field. With a look at sports, I'm Phil Nee.
Simon's Recreation Complex teaches swimming lessons for babies through adults. The goal is to have all children and adults comfortable, safe, and having fun in the water. All swimming classes are held in the heated indoor pool. Sign up is on now for group lessons. Learn to Swim classes are offered for all ages. Cost for an 8-week session of Learn to Swim classes is $40 for members, $75 for non-members. A child may also participate in the Every Child a Swimmer program, which provides lessons for only $10 once per year. Cost should never be a reason a child doesn't learn how to swim. Call Simon's Recreation Complex at 647-8522 or view our classes online at simonsrec.com. Classes start the week of March 26th. Remember, every child should learn to swim.
100.9 WRCO. Lay, 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 lay across my big breast bed. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Whatever colors you have in your mind, I show them to you, and you see them shine. Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Until the break of day, let me see you make 'em smile. His clothes are dirty, but his hands are clean. And you're the best thing that he's ever seen. Stay, lady, stay. Stay with your man a while. Why wait any longer for the world to begin? You can have your cake and eat it too. Why wait any longer for the one you love when he's standing in front of you? Lay, lady, lay, lay across my big breast bed. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead. I long to see you in the morning light. I long to reach for you in the night. Stay, lady, stay. Stay while the night is still ahead.
Good morning from WRCO. It is 11 minutes before 7 o'clock. A real treasure trove of wildlife here at the WRCO studios. See little animals running around. And, of course, just ahead of the birds, as I mentioned, they're already building nests in some areas. And I've got to move around a little bit more, otherwise they'll be building a nest on my head. I think I'm a stable object. Not very stable, no. This is Luke Combs at FM 100.9.
Livestock with you. Mark results from March the 4th. We had 382 head today, 41 head of fat cattle day. High yielding choice Holstein steers 155 to 165, choice Holstein steers 144 to 154, select unfinished steers and heifers 143 and down. 94 head of slaughter cows day. The top 20% bring 102 to 120, the middle 60, 85 to 101, and the bottom 20% 84 and down. Two bulls day, most bulls 111 to 120. 204 head of calves day. The top 80% Holstein bull calves bring 520 to 660. Quality Holstein heifer calves 360 and down. Quality beef calves 350 to 900. And the light pork quality calves $100 down. Don't forget we have a feeder sale on Thursday. If you have any questions or consignments, feel free to call the barn at 647-6151 or Andy at 434-4023. This has been Andy Hips from Ecuador Livestock. Have a great week.
Life and relationships are complex. Are past events, today's worries, or feelings of anxiety or depression keeping you from living your best life? Gunderson Boscobel's behavioral health specialists provide personalized outpatient counseling for children and adults in a safe, judgment-free environment. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being. To schedule a behavioral health appointment in Boscobel, Fenimore, or Muscadet, call Gunderson Boscobel today.
The Richland Concert Association welcomes Peter Naughton, percussion, this coming Sunday at 2 p.m. Peter Naughton is a percussionist, composer, and educator. He currently resides in Iowa City, where he regularly gigs with his percussion jazz combo, the Peter Naughton Sextet. He is a versatile performer, specializing in jazz keyboard improvisation, marimba literature, and contemporary chamber music. Peter holds degrees from the University of Iowa and the University of Tennessee, Knoxville. He is currently pursuing a DMA in percussion performance from the University of Iowa. Peter Naughton, this Sunday at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
Are record energy costs putting a squeeze on your fixed or limited incomes? With inflation rising at record levels and incomes not keeping pace, you might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 1-800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
4 minutes before 7 o'clock, that was kind of blown away. The Packers released Aaron Jones yesterday, and certainly bringing in a new running back from the Raiders, former running back Josh Jacobs. That would have been a good 1-2 punch, but it appears that they were not able to get a deal done. Working with Drew Rosenhaus, Jones's agent, and I presume they thought, well, kind of a stalemate there, and so they move on, but they'll be moving on without Jones, and I think A.J. Dillon, too, will be gone. So we'll be a little bit different Packer outlook for the coming season, but I'm just blown away by the number of deals, mainly because the Packers don't usually get involved in free agency. But by making a few moves, they had a little bit more salary cap room. I guess that was the big thing. So we'll see how it goes. Kind of what we've been wanting the last many years. It's like, hey, we've been built from within, and that works well. I'm not faulting that. It's very successful with the Packers. But every once in a while, you need just one. They're like one or two players away. It seems like they have been for many years. One or two players, and that might have been able to put them over the top. So we'll see what it happens, but I won't be purchasing, you know, the Super Bowl tickets for New Orleans just yet. No, it's a long ways off. Here is Eli Young Band on FM 100.9.
Baby, why you wanna cry? You really ought to know that I just have to walk away sometime.